ready to run.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Nexus.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was
designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Headcount.
Hey Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver, coming to you today from Space Command in Beaverton, Oregon. Lots been happening around here, and I'll try to get you all filled in on that, since this is your monthly update for March. As you may or may not know, Dave is not with us due to technical difficulties when we originally were trying to record this update approximately a week ago. But in the meantime, had to move, had to pack everything up. So this episode is actually going to be kind of a hodgepodge mix, as though everything's still in boxes. So anyways, kind of doing a little roundabout recording here, and recording it all on my girlfriend's laptop, and then I'm going to try to move it over to my machine and throw it into GarageBand and do all the real editing there. Right now, the temperature inside the house is 10 degrees colder than it is outside. Reason being, we do not have heat yet. This really, really sucks. We have not had heat now for 5 days. I should be at work right now, but I'm at home. I'm waiting for the gas company to come and turn on our heat. One thing about the gas company, they are worse than the cable company. The cable company, at least nowadays, instead of giving you like the afternoon or morning time, they now go like 12 to 2 or 2 to 4, some 2-hour time frame. The gas company gave me this time frame, 8 a.m. to midnight. Yes, I'm not shitting you. 8 a.m. to fucking midnight. So we are sitting in a goddamn cold house. You can see your breath. You cannot see your breath outside, but you can see it inside. Kind of strange. Might even snow inside tonight. The living room has a chance of snow. Who knows? 80% chance of snow for the living room. Rain forecasted for the bathroom. And fog. Meandering fog through the valleys of the couch. Anyways, enough of that bullshit. I'm just kind of rambling on here. Well, Dave is not with us this week. I think I already said this. I can't remember. I'm cold. I've got so much going on around me. But Dave has a lot of great news. He was unfortunately not able to be with us, as I think I said we were trying to record this a week ago. But we had technical difficulties and things got thrown into boxes, and now it's now we're without internet, so I'm going to have to upload this at work, and I'm just rambling on, and I know you really don't care, so we're going to try something different on this episode, which we may carry over into the next updates as well. But we're gonna bring you some music, a nice variety of music, and you know, a jam that me and Dave did before I ended up moving, and we kind of did it over the internet and recorded parts and sent them back and forth. And Dave edited it, and it sounded really great. But let's get started with some music, because I know that's what you're all really craving right now. So this was actually submitted to us, so if you want to send us music, I mean, send it to us. You will still be played, as this person has, and this is their second appearance on The Timely Beaver. This is KG House from their upcoming album Octopus 2. And they're found normally in Maryland in the spare time, in the summer, having crumpets and tea. But you can find them currently at www.notype.com. That's notype.com/Nishi, N-I-S-H-I, /members/KGHouse.html. If you can't remember that, I'll be posting all the links to all the bands today on timelybeaver.com. But here they are right now with their song, Summer Pump. That was one of KG House's new ones. Oh man, it's fucking cold in here. I'm sitting on the floor with a beanie on, a sweatshirt, a jacket, and a towel around me, and I look like a freaking Eskimo from Alaska. Oh man, it is cold. Luckily, we're getting the Luckily, the gas company's coming out today, because the weather is supposed to take a turn out of spring and back into winter again here. Tomorrow is supposed to be fucking cold. I think it's supposed to be a high of about 35, 38, something like that. But the downside is there might be snow coming into the valley floor instead of rain. So they're kind of like 1,000 feet to the valley floor for Beaverton, Portland, Oregon. Oh man, but I have to tell you, thank God we're getting heat, because my toes are numb right now, and this is not fun. I have to do jumping jacks just to stay warm. And what else has been going on around here? As I said, Dave's got a lot of great stuff, moving everything's in boxes. Met all of our new neighbors, and they're all quite funny. Oh. Speaking of Dave here, and Dave's got a lot of great news. Dave has been moving also, but for other reasons. Well, to bring it back to Dave, I'll actually play a song here. This is a song me and Dave recorded about 2 weeks ago, and we were trying to think of some new covers. We like covering songs. We write some of our own, and I thought, you know, this would be sweet. Let's play it on the show. So unfortunately Dave's not here, and I want to give my props out to Dave for this, but anyways, here is me and Dave playing our cover version of Green Day's Holiday. So sit back, relax, and sing along, because there are no lyrics. Enjoy. with a wonderful mastery of passing music across the internet. I'm drinking alcohol to stay warm. Is that good? I don't know. It's only 10 a.m. and I should be at work right now. So what's the big deal, right? Yeah, I probably won't be going to work because gas people will probably show up at like 4 in the afternoon, so I won't have to go to work. On to more positive notes. Things at work suck. Things go from bad to worse there all the time, and I hate the last minute nature of my work, and I'm sure other people hate other things about their job. And now my commute to work with the move has been cut in half, which I am very thankful and grateful for. I used to have about an hour to an hour and 20 minute commute a day, if all the light rail and the buses were on time. Now, I must say, on bad days, it could take 2 hours just to get to work or home from work, and I'm so thankful that my commute has now been cut down to about 20 minutes. That, to me, adding an extra hour to hour and a half in my day is just so vital, because I just have so many projects that I want to get done. I now have a painting that I've been trying to get done for the last year. It's been sketched out. Canvas has been stretched and primed. The only problem is I haven't had the space or the time or a well-ventilated area to actually do the oil painting. Now that those problems have been solved, I don't have to worry about cats trying to lick the paint or rub up against it. Oh, that would have been just a disaster. So thankful for the move, but I'm living out of a box, and that's not very, very productive, or how do I say it? Whatever, it just sucks. I'm not really feeling it this morning, but I just want to get this out there, so. So anyways, oh man, I am fucking cold, my hands are numb. Oh, those gas people better get here soon. Take another swiggy of the old beer to warm her up. So yeah, well, let's play a little bit more music here for you folks. This is coming to you, let's see, this is Sputnik Monroe with Shamu Suicide. You can find them at SputnikMonroe.com. That's SputnikMonroe.com. And you can also find them at MySpace.com/SputnikMonroe. They're from Santa Monica, California, and they come to us today from the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And here's Sputnik Monroe with Shamu Suicide.
Bringing forth a breaking day, his subtle dreams, and wants to win.
I love that song. Good song. Mm. They're from Santa Monica. It's kind of nice to see that kind of sound coming out of Santa Monica these days, along with Silver Sun Pickups and a couple other people. There's apparently now some construction going on outside, so ignore the hammering. I think they're putting in windows for somebody. I don't know why they're doing that. It's raining outside. It's windy and rainy. I'm fucking freezing inside. Anywho, I bitch and moan too much. I know. It's one of my major faults I need to work on. Oh, I can't get these blankets around me tight enough. So, let's see here. Thank you all for kind of putting up with this really random update. I know it's kind of me rambling on incoherent thought processes. But, you know, there's that drive inside of me that really, I just have to create things. I think it's a new month. I gotta put the new Timely Beaver update out there. I gotta do, you know, get this project done. You know, fuck work. I could do this, you know, stuff all day long. I mean, creating music, doing video production, doing websites. I could just do it all day long. I could find enough hobbies, or I have enough hobbies and interests to keep me occupied. I was unemployed before my current job for 6 months. There was a downsizing of basically the last company I worked at. There was a downsizing, and they only had 8 people, and they let 3 of us go. And when that happened, you know, I was looking for work consistently, but in the 6 months that I was unemployed before I found a job, I really was working 12 hours a day on CDs, creating music, you know, designing logos for people, you know, kind of odd job things. And oh man, I totally occupied my time. The 6 months flew by. I recorded actually the 2 Neutron Dawn albums. I think there was The Light Fades From Here, which was my first attempt at recording my own music. And it wasn't bad. I mean, it was just acoustic guitar and electric guitar and me singing. So it was very simplistic. You know, recorded that album. It had 17 songs. It was about an hour long. Then I also recorded another one where I got into digital recording. I got GarageBand. It was brand new at that time. So I got iLife 04 for its Mac product and learned the ins and outs of it and did drums, did, you know, keyboards, everything. It was a vast improvement over The Light Fades From Here and Transmit Radio, which was the second one. So I recorded 2 albums, and it was amazing. And I just totally filled up my time, did web pages. I drank a lot, but, you know, how else do you pass the time when you're at home and you're your own boss, not getting paid? Isn't that the best? You know, it's very vampiric, so to say. Just gotta output the creativity while it's in my head, because who knows, someday I'll be gone and I won't be able to do it anymore. So I gotta output everything from my brain as fast as I can before it's too late. But on another note, let's take a break, because I really am rambling. I really have no purpose for this show. I just wanted to get it done and get it out there for this month, because it probably won't happen, because I'll be taking things out of boxes and setting shit up for the next month. So here's our next band. It's the Real McKenzies, and you can find them at realmckenzies.com. That's realmckenzies.com. And they come to us today from California and the PodSafe Music Network. Once again, I'll tell you all, you can find all the links, if you don't want to remember this, at timelybeaver.com, right there in the show notes. But here's the Real McKenzies with the song Smokin' Bowl.
See that smoking bowl before ya, marks a glorious revelry. Round and round, take up a chorus, and it rapses loudly, say. See that smoking bowl before ya, marks a glorious revelry. Take up.
it's a great band. A couple buddies of mine took the Magic Mystery Bus up to Vancouver, Canada to see the Real McKenzies because they know one of the people in the band, but they went up there and saw the Real McKenzies open for the Donnas, and they said that the Real McKenzies blew the Donnas out of the water. They said the Donnas were alright, but they were kind of mediocre, which I would assume because, well, they just seem like they're pretty eye candy more than, you know, rock out musicians. So I think I've bored you all enough with my inconsistent thought process and rambling. How do I say it? I think I'll just wrap this show up. Once again, you know, I'd like to thank all the bands, especially KG House, for submitting their music to the Timely Beaver. Always appreciate that. And if any of else wants to submit their music and have it appear on the next Timely Beaver, you can do so at timelybeaver@gmail.com. You can also find all this information, show notes, and links to today's bands at timelybeaver.com. And we'd also like to thank Sputnik Monroe, the Real McKenzies, and the PodSafe Music Network. Now, everyone go out there, get warm, and hopefully my heat will be on soon. So take care, and we'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye, everyone. Oh, and hopefully Dave will be back, too. Later.